quite rustling in the thick swamp bushes got attention for the little toad, playing with his friend in the late summer evening.
Hush! What was that? I didn't hear anything, but it could be fish or just a breeze. No, no, replied the first toad, a little worried. There is surely something bigger than a fish, and it moves above the water.
In that moment, a sharp boat's edge appeared out of the plant's thickness. An old, frowning toad was sitting on that boat, made of a dried, oiled water lily, with two big sacks on each side of it. Focused on his own thoughts, he did not smile. Yet the children could say that he was a friendly creature.
Good evening, little folks, said the boat toad and coughed. I hope I did not disturb your peaceful game. I am just passing by to see if the south corner of the swamp already has something to offer. What is it the swamp can offer you?
Asked one of the little toads with undisguised interest.
The finest berries in all the kingdom, of course. Now, have a good evening, little ones. I've got no time to waste.
With these words, he made two strong pushes with his beautiful, lightweight paddle and disappeared behind the low willow branches.
Who was that?
Asked the youngest toad.
That was old Bog, the berry belly, said the other one proudly. My granny told me stories about him and his craft. He doesn't like company, but as far as I know, every cure potion we've got for winter is made out of these rare berries he finds. Oh, it is getting late. Let's get back home before everyone starts to worry about us. I want to be a boat toad too when I grow up, cried the youngest toad, inspired, catching up with his friend up the hill.